Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Limit. Sorry about that, Limits. I was singing to you right there.
Thanks for singing my praises there.
Beside a singing mountain stream. Johnny Cash seems appropriate, dressed in black. Where the silver leaf of maple. Funeral colors. Right?
You ever listen to Hurt?
Who?
Hurt, the song Hurt.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Very sad song. Very appropriate.
But I'll tell you this. And you're the one I need. I'll tell you this. I got a funny feeling that strange things might happen tonight. The Canadians and the Red Wings have played three times this season. Guess how many of those games went to overtime limits?
Two.
Three. So you were wrong. All three went to overtime. I mean, do we think that Detroit's going to walk in there tonight and blow them out? I certainly don't. First game was November 9th, Canadians 3, Red Wings 2. Second game, December 2nd, Red Wings 5, Montreal 4. That score repeated itself in overtime last night. And as I mentioned, there's such a natural high with the Red Wings for coming back and winning that game. They tied it late in regulation. They won it late in overtime. And the place exploded like they'd won the cup, which I would have been going crazy too, right? I'm not blaming anybody for that. I just wonder about a natural letdown. And if you're the Canadians, that's a proud franchise. Not a very good team lately, but a proud franchise coming back on home ice tonight. I really wonder about that game. And if they can merely, won't it be something too? And I'm wondering how this will play out, because a point might do it for the Red Wings, but it might not. It might not do it for them. So when I say we're going to see some strange things happening tonight, let me see what time these games actually start. We may see teams pulling goalies and tie games and crap like that. The Flyers, as I mentioned, need a regulation win. So if they're tied 3-3 with 3 minutes left, it's time to start thinking about pulling the goalie and winning that game in regulation. Am I right about that?
Yeah, and Detroit needs at least a point, as well as Washington to lose and the Penguins to lose. So the Flyers have the biggest uphill battle of anybody, needing to win, Penguins lose, and then Detroit to also...
All the games start at 7. All the games start at 7. But let's say that Detroit already knows the outcome of Washington, Philly, or can guess. Yeah, it's 6-0 Capitals after the second period. So then Detroit needs, can they even get in with a regulation win? No. Let's say Washington gets a point out of that game, and somehow Detroit already knows that. Late in regulation, so they need two city limits. They need two. Well, you probably still go to overtime and take your chances, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
You have to.
Especially after the result of yesterday.
I'm trying to concoct scenarios that don't even make sense now. But the one with the Flyers actually does. Needing a regulation win. Who's favored tonight? You said you had the Vegas odds.
Yeah, so Detroit is favored against Montreal.
But not prohibitively.
And Philadelphia is favored against Washington.
That's what I'm saying here. And Philadelphia had a day to get ready.
It's also at home.
Why did the Canadians lose that lead last night, Limits?
Yeah, following along with it, it seemed destined that Montreal was going to pull it out.
All the Penguins would need tonight then is for Washington to only get 1 point out of Philly. That's it. And then, of course, they would have to, you know, do their part on Wednesday on the island. But now the Islanders have clinched and they're locked into a series against Carolina. So are they going to rest guys? They're not going to have any motivation in that game. But having said all that, I would not be surprised if the things that the Penguins need to happen, happen. The Flyers are favored. So obviously it's not a surprise when a team in pro sports that's favored wins. And then you're left with Detroit and Montreal. And I'm telling you that that is hardly a foregone conclusion. Those teams have now played 12 periods of hockey, including overtimes. And they've been separated by, they're separated by a goal. They're separated by a goal. So the question a lot of times is not how do you handle adversity? It's how do you handle success? How do the Red Wings bounce back? Are they just riding a high into tonight? They're going to blow out Montreal? Or is there a bit of a letdown coming off what was, it was a miraculous rally last night? So what do you do? What do you do if you're Detroit? No, there would be a weird scenario there, Limits. There would be a weird one. And I'm thinking real time right now, which is very dangerous. Can you bear with me for a moment? What if the Red Wings and Canadians go to overtime? The Red Wings and the Canadians go to overtime. And the Red Wings... I can't think right now. I can't think. They're tied with the Capitals. So if the Capitals get two points, they're screwed. There's nothing they can do. If the Capitals get 1 point, then the Red Wings absolutely need two. So yeah, you don't do anything unusual. You go to overtime, you try to win, then you go to the shootout. I'm inventing conspiracy theories here, and I'm losing my mind. I've looked at these same five teams, Islanders, Capitals, Red Wings, Penguins, and Flyers so many times over the last month and concocted so many scenarios that I'm now delusional over it. I really am. City Limits has checked out for technical difficulties. Zeiss called in sick at 9:32. I'm frustrated by both events from last night. Not the Penguins game. The Penguins played one of their best games of the year. But the Pirate game and the Red Wings Canadians, really. And then the Bruins. The Bruins just ticked me off last night. Why didn't they pick the Penguins game to not show up for the other day and have 10 shots after 2.5 periods, huh? They had to pick that one last night. The Capitals would be one of the worst playoff teams I've ever seen in my life if they get in. They really would. They're 3-5-2 in their last 10. They're minus 38. They've scored 218 goals. Is that the fewest in the, it's the fewest in the whole Eastern Conference. They've scored the fewest goals in the whole conference, and all they have to do is beat the Flyers and they're in. That's annoying. It really is. Anyway, let's get to the Pirates because that'll certainly lessen our frustration. Let's talk about last night. Let's talk about a series of events. Oh, a couple things from last night Penguins game before I move on fully. First, 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And you can listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Michael Bunting scored a very legitimate goal that was waved off on goalie interference, which remains the most misunderstood, misappropriated, ridiculous rule in hockey. What are we looking at there? The guy corralled the puck and scored, period. He didn't interfere with the goalie. I love him, by the way. And there has been a silver lining here late in the season for the Penguins, a couple of them. Shea and St. Ivany as defense pair, Michael Bunting, and Drew O'Connor, who looks like he's going to be a really good player for a long time. That shorthanded goal the other night was downright epic. I was thinking there's going to be a turning point here. Like, this is the play that's going to drive them into the playoffs to a comeback win over the Bruins. But no, because then Jari let in another goal or a goal. I don't even remember when he came in the game. I don't care. That's the other thing that has to happen this offseason. He's got to trade Jari. This is really similar to the Pickett situation. It really is. He's the guy, you know. He's supposed to be the guy. You have a chance to play him in the biggest games. And even though the other guy, you know, the difference here is that Nedeljkovic has actually shown some signs of wear and tear and not played well at times in the last week. And you're still going with him in the biggest games.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.